Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. Learning how to create a clear path to clear clarity within your life. We'll be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. See you in a minute. Hello and welcome. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Today's topic is the big one is coming. Yes, the big one is coming. So what does that mean, big one's coming? What are you talking about, Mr. Stefan Neff? Well, that shift of vibration around the world is starting to shift. People are starting to really realize what's the most important thing in life? And what is the most important thing in life? Ourselves. Creating that happiness, that mindfulness. Mindfulness is becoming this sort of phenomenon. And why? It's because we're mindful of our own feelings, thoughts, feelings, and actions. Means that what we're thinking, our thoughts, what we're feeling, and what our actions are to create that mindful thinking. We all want to have a successful life. We all want to have, you know, quiet, reasonable relaxation within our lives. That's our right. So why are we holding back? That's why I say the big one's coming. And it doesn't have to be when you're 65 years old and waiting for your retirement. It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to wait. We can do it and create any time we want in our lives. Finding your passions. That's the big one. That's why I said the big one's coming. When you find it, and when you live it, you feel it, it reveals it. That's a Napoleon Hill, is when you feel it, you reveal it. So why aren't we revealing our true passions? Because we're afraid what people are going to think. You know, I went and watched a Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury. All about Freddie Mercury. What a phenomenon that was. The guy passed away, you know, almost, I guess, over 30 years ago. If I'm correctly, yeah, 30 years ago. No, it's just over 20 years ago, I guess you want to say it. Doesn't matter how long ago, but just over 20 years ago. And his name, Queen, has never stopped growing. Because he lived for a purpose. He lived his dream. You know, people, if people really realized what they're doing in life right now, and then 20 years later looked at the back of their life and go, what was I thinking? Without any regret, of course. You have to release and delete those regrets in our lives, because otherwise when you pass in pain. And I was listening to a show the other night. It was all about sort of what happens when you don't release your regret and your pains in your life. What happens when you pass on? And you pass on. When you pass on, you're holding on to those regrets. It means you're going to take it through you to your next life. And you got to live it all over again. So releasing that. Moving on to that next life. That's why I said the big one's coming. And we have to live it. We have to live our life now. Waiting until we're 65 years old before we do things in life? How about do it now? Remember, the only one that stops us is ourselves. No one else is going to hold our hand, and say, here. Here's joy, here's happiness on a silver platter. That's just insanity. It's crazy. It's like, you know what? Poke me in the eye and call me blue. Blue boy. Poke me in the eye, call me blue boy. You know, I'm being a bit joking about it, but seriously, when we can create that change in our life, we start shifting. Facing it. Stop blaming. Acting as if. The big one is coming. But you have to know it's coming. When you take forth in your life, these shingles of life, like if you look at a roof, and how long does that, and you have moss growing on that roof, what does that do? That's natural. That's nature. But we have, if it never gets replaced, means it just gets old and crinkly and never has that vibrant look to it. You always have to grow. You always have to have this vibrant feeling about life. To replace those old thoughts with new thoughts. So it means replacing the roof. So you replace your old, dirty thoughts with new positive thoughts and positive words. Because when you have positive words going towards the vibration of the universe, you're going to have it come back to you without even knowing it. Because I never had that in my life in the past. I was always around negative people. Because I didn't think the big one was coming. Until I started shifting and changing my words, my thoughts, my actions. And all of a sudden, wow, there is a different life than what I was thinking. I didn't have to always think about, oh, when's my next paycheck coming? How am I going to pay my bills? That's the shift. It is going to happen. Believing and taking action. But if you sit in a chair and never believe it's going to happen, nothing will happen. Nothing shifts. Nothing changes. So I'm so happy and grateful that you guys listened to my podcast today. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth and taking your life to the next level of clear clarity. We'll be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome back with the recap. Today's topic was the big one is coming. So that big shift to mindfulness, clear clarity, joy in people's life is coming. The big one is coming when you shift it, when you change your thoughts, your feelings, and actions around your life. Stop blaming, creating those neuron paths of success within your life. So I don't have too many steps today, but that I'm telling you, it's the biggest one. Just take action. The big one is coming. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, always create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.